Grappling with the Shame of Having a Rare Invisible Illness by Becky Hill. In 2016, I realised how much shame I was carrying because I was still unwell, over 20 months after a ladder fall left me with a debilitating spinal CSF leak. Reading Brené Brown's book, Daring Greatly, How the Courage to Be Vulnerable Transforms the Way We Live, Love, Parent and Lead, caused me to realise how destructive shame can be in our lives and relationships. Brené Brown wrote, "Shame derives its power from being unspeakable. If we cultivate enough awareness about shame to name it and speak to it, we've basically cut it off at its knees. Shame hates having words wrapped around it. If we speak shame, it begins to wither." I believe many who are chronically ill carry shame from their difficult journey to be heard, supported and helped, or shame that we are even ill in the first place and unable to overcome it. There's shame from doctors and sometimes even family members and friends who wonder if it's all or at least partially in our heads. A shame that no matter how much we try and engage in life and push through the pain, we are still so exhausted about it. And feeling like we've run a marathon after being whacked in the head with a baseball bat. There's shame that we sound like we're complaining and being negative. Shame that even when we look well, we're not. Shame when the tests do not correspond with the severity of our symptoms. Shame that we lack clear, non-subjective medical evidence. Shame that when someone asks about the headache, we want to scream, "It's not just a headache, please stop just calling it a headache." Shame because of what we can't do anymore. Shame that we no longer feel like fully functioning members of society. Shame that we cannot even fathom what a day without pain and symptoms feels like anymore. Shame that we have to spend so much time in bed out of necessity, not relaxation. And the shame can pile up. Shame upon shame upon shame upon shame. I found so much freedom from shame over the last year. Although sometimes something brings it back to the surface and it creeps up, attempting to sink its toxic claws into my thinking and emotions, then I realise there is still some lingering shame or its sticky residue refusing to leave. So I choose again to speak out in this new place, to dig deep and choose calmness, kindness, thankfulness, love and hope, which is not easy. Though I am only one voice, I am speaking for many, for it is one thing I still can do. Today I am choosing again to throw off my shame by speaking it out. Choosing to say, yes, this journey is so very tough. Yes, the battle often seems relentless. No, we can't be sure of what the future will bring or how we will ever endure the storm. But we can fight this together, because together we can dig deeper to find the strength to endure. Together we can navigate the ups and downs of life so that the days I feel like I'm falling back into despair, there is someone who will grab my hand, offering empathy, love, compassion and strength. And tomorrow it might be my day to reach out a hand and pull you back up. Life is always better when we face it together. As Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verses 9, 10 and 12 says, "Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken."